Igneous rocks. The time is 4.6 billion years ago. You are in a spacecraft orbiting Earth. Do you see the blue and green globe of Earth that astronauts today see from space? No. Instead, Earth looks like a charred and bubbling marshmallow heated over hot coals. Soon after Earth formed, the planet's interior became so hot that magma formed. Lava repeatedly flowed over the surface. The lava quickly hardened, forming a rocky crust. Because this early crust was denser than the material beneath it, chunks of crust sank into Earth's interior. This allowed more lava to erupt over the surface and harden to form rock. Classifying igneous rocks. The first rocks to form on Earth probably looked like the igneous rocks that can be seen today. Igneous rock is any rock that forms from magma or lava. The name igneous comes from the Latin word ignis, meaning fire. Igneous rocks are classified according to their origin, texture, and mineral composition. Origin. Igneous rock may form on or beneath Earth's surface. Extrusive rock is igneous rock formed from lava that erupted onto Earth's surface. Basalt is the most common extrusive rock. Basalt is one of the most common rocks on Earth. A layer of basalt forms much of Earth's ocean floors. Igneous rock that formed when magma hardened beneath Earth's surface is called intrusive rock. The most abundant intrusive rock on Earth's continents is granite. Granite forms the core of many mountain ranges. Texture. The texture of an igneous rock depends on the size and shape of its mineral crystals. The only exceptions to this rule are certain types of rock that have a texture like glass. These igneous rocks lack a crystal structure. Igneous rocks may be similar in mineral composition and yet have very different textures. Rapidly cooling lava forms fine-grained igneous rocks with small crystals. Slowly cooling magma forms coarse-grained rocks with large crystals. Therefore, intrusive and extrusive rocks usually have different textures. Intrusive rocks have larger crystals than extrusive rocks. If you examine a coarse-grained rock, such as granite, you can easily see that the crystals vary in size and color. Some intrusive rocks, like the porphyry in Figure 6, have a texture that looks like a gelatin dessert with chopped-up fruit mixed in. Extrusive rocks have a fine-grained or glassy texture. Basalt is a fine-grained extrusive rock. It consists of crystals too small to be seen without a microscope. Obsidian is an extrusive rock that cooled very rapidly without forming crystals. As a result, obsidian has the smooth, shiny texture of a thick piece of glass. Mineral composition. Most of Earth's minerals contain silica, a material formed from oxygen and silicon. The silica content of magma and lava affects the type of rock they form. Lava that is low in silica usually forms dark-colored rocks such as basalt. Basalt contains feldspar as well as certain dark-colored minerals, but does not contain quartz. Magma that is high in silica usually forms light-colored rocks such as granite. Granite's mineral composition determines its color: light gray, red, pink, or nearly black. Granite that is rich in reddish feldspar is a speckled pink, but granite rich in hornblende and dark mica is light gray with dark specks. Quartz crystals in granite add light gray or smoky specks. Geologists can make thin slices of a rock, such as the gabbro in Figure 7. They study the rock's crystals under a microscope to determine the rock's mineral composition. Uses of igneous rocks. Many igneous rocks are hard, dense, and durable. People throughout history have used igneous rock for tools and building materials. Building materials. Granite has a long history as a building material. More than 3,500 years ago, the ancient Egyptians used granite for statues like the one shown in Figure 8. About 600 years ago, the Incas of Peru carefully fitted together great blocks of granite and other igneous rocks to build a fortress near Cuzco, their capital city. In the United States, during the 1800s and early 1900s, granite was widely used to build bridges and public buildings and for paving streets with cobblestones. Today, thin, polished sheets of granite are used in curbstones, floors, and kitchen counters. Basalt is crushed to make gravel that is used in construction. Other uses. Igneous rocks such as pumice and obsidian also have important uses. The rough surface of pumice makes it a good abrasive for cleaning and polishing. Ancient Native Americans used obsidian to make sharp tools for cutting and scraping. Perlite, formed from the heating of obsidian, is often mixed with soil for starting vegetable seeds.